value, and purpose. Now, modern man lives in the lower story because he believes that there is no God. But because he cannot live consistently and happily in such a world, he therefore makes leaps of faith into the upper story to affirm that life has meaning, value, and purpose, even though he has absolutely no right to, since man in the lower story does not believe in God. Modern man is totally inconsistent to make this leap because these values cannot exist without God, and man in the lower story does not have God. Let me look again then at each of those three areas in which we saw that life was absurd without God to show how modern man cannot live consistently and happily with his atheism. First, the area of meaning. We saw that without God, life has no ultimate meaning. And yet, philosophers continue to live as though life were meaningful. For example, Sartre argued that one may create meaning for his life by freely choosing to follow a certain course of action. Sartre himself chose Marxism. Now, this is utterly inconsistent. It is inconsistent to say that life is objectively meaningless, and then to say that one can create meaning for his life. If life really is absurd, then man is trapped in the lower story. To try to create meaning in life represents a leap to the upper story. But Sartre has no basis for this leap. Without God, there can be no objective meaning in life. Sartre's program is thus actually an exercise in self-delusion. For the universe doesn't really acquire a meaning just because I happen to give it one. I think this is obvious. For suppose you give the universe one meaning and I give it another. Who's right? Well, I think the obvious answer is neither one. For the universe without God remains objectively meaningless, no matter how we happen to regard it. Sartre is really saying, let's pretend that the life and the universe have meaning. And that is just fooling yourself. The point is this, if God does not exist, then life is objectively meaningless. But man cannot live consistently and happily as though life were meaningless. And so in order to be happy, he pretends that his life has meaning. But this is, of course, utterly inconsistent. For without God, man and the universe remain without any real significance. Turn now to the problem of value. Here is where the most blatant inconsistencies occur. First of all, atheistic humanists are totally inconsistent in affirming the traditional values of love and human brotherhood. Camus has been rightly criticized for inconsistently holding both to the absurdity of life on the one hand and to the ethics of human love and brotherhood on the other. The two are logically incompatible. Bertrand Russell, too, was inconsistent. For although he was an atheist, he was also an outspoken social critic, denouncing war and restrictions on sexual freedom. Russell admitted that he could not live as though ethical values were simply a matter of personal taste, and that he therefore found his own views, and I quote, incredible. I do not know the solution, he confessed. The point is that if there is no God, then objective right and wrong do not exist. As Dostoevsky said, all things are permitted. But Dostoevsky also showed that man cannot live this way. He cannot live as though it's perfectly all right for soldiers to slaughter innocent children. He cannot live as though it's perfectly acceptable for dictatorial regimes to follow systematic programs of physical torture of political prisoners. He cannot live as though it's all right for dictators like Stalin or Pol Pot to ruthlessly exterminate millions of their own countrymen. Everything in him cries out to say that these acts are wrong, really wrong. But if God does not exist, then he cannot.